Thanks, Kathy.
Hey, thanks for playing Lady Gaga. That kind of helped with the whole, like, waking up part.
You know what? I'm going to get that programmed on your alarm so you can hear the Gaga. She's got a new CD coming out, so we'll get those tunes on there for you, too.
Very cool.
Well, you've been the one who's been instrumental. Actually, I also think that you've had the courage to step up and said, look, we don't have enough money. We need some help in doing this. A lot of people were paranoid about this, but you went for it.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I think that the stepping out, that's the easy part. It's the voters who have to decide at this point. You know, it's kind of ironic when we take the hit, or personally I take the hit. You're raising my taxes. No, I'm not. I'm allowing you the opportunity to choose. And that's fine, and I will abide by whatever anyone says. My job, I feel, is to let folks know what the situation is in the city, what the scenario looks like with the current revenue situation, what the situation might look like if we had a little bit of extra money. It certainly won't fill the gap, and let folks choose. I mean, it's a quality of life issue, I think, when you get down to cutting into essential services, and that's what we're going to have to do with this budget, because there is no more fat left on that pig. You know, it's kind of hard to explain to folks sometimes that we've reduced our city budget by $45 million since fiscal year 07. That's over $11 million a year that we've cut in a variety of ways, and there's really not much left to start with this year. So, you know, it's kind of like with the economy the way that it is and services the way that they are. I mean, everybody in is asking each other to kind of wrap their arms around each other. We said, you know, help your neighbors shovel your walk this year. Look out for your seniors and what have you. And this is sort of the city's way of saying, let's all neighbors put our arms around each other and see what we want to do with this situation.
So bottom line, there are going to be cuts with or without this millage.
Definitely. There is no way for us to raise $20 million, barring a miracle. Now, you know, the last time I spoke with you, we talked about it being a $15 million deficit at that point in time, and that was before Governor Snyder came out with his revenue-sharing announcement last week that upped our deficit to close to $20 million. Now, we hope that we would be able to get some of that back under his best practices program, but we don't know what those best practices would be, so we have to budget for a worst case scenario. And then there's the elimination of the personal property tax, which can also tack another $3 million onto our deficit. Our budget's not much more than $100 million, so when you start talking about 20% of your budget that you have to cut, and we really don't have any vacant unfunded positions left, our folks took the early out last year, those who qualified for the retirement benefits. So we're talking about jobs that of people who perform essential services. And the numbers, I think we went over this last time, but when you talk about an all-cuts budget, that equates to about 285 positions in the city, and our staffing is down to under 1,000. You're looking at a really significant cut in the number of people who do the jobs, and that includes 157 police officers and firefighters.
Can you read the wording for the ballot proposal?
Well, you should have told me that before you called me. I actually don't have it here.
I happen to have it right here, Kathy.
Then you go right ahead.
I want to make sure I have it right. It's called Shall the City Restore Its Property Taxing Capacity to 20 mils for the next 5 years from the current year 2011 through 2015 inclusive, which is 0.8300 mils in excess of the current limit and within reach or in which the city may raise the current levy of 15.44 mils by 4 mils to 19.44 mils for the purpose of funding essential services, including police, fire, and local road maintenance.
Okay, that's perfect.
Now, I heard there were some comments last night from the public, in which they wanted to make sure that all these funds would go towards exclusively essential services, police, fire, and road. And I think you reiterated that will happen.
Yeah, it's up to the council to make sure. We're the final say on the budget. So, you know, it's up to us to make sure that those funds are allocated the way that we state. Some folks wanted it worded a little more tightly, more strongly, but we're limited by law in what we can put in the millage. And we had one of the best firms in the country, actually in the world, Miller Canfield, who does a lot of municipal work, especially on ballot language and bond issues and what have you. And we got our best advice from them, and, you know, we phrased it the way that we had to. It's interesting because I had some folks last night say, we want an absolute guarantee that this is where the money is going, and we had some other folks say, I don't want this to be an absolute guarantee. I'd rather have it go just to the general fund because there are other services in the city besides police, fire, and local roads that are important. And so it's an interesting thing to see how the public reacts to the language and the amounts. I've had some people say, why are you only going 4 mils? Why not more? Why aren't we covering more of the deficit? And I've had some folks say, why didn't we do less? And, you know, we're putting it out there as it is, and we're letting folks decide. And I think as far as those who say, you know, Kathy Dunbar, you're raising my taxes, I say Kathy Dunbar is allowing you to vote on whether or not you have a say in the level of services we offer in the city, and I will abide by whatever that answer is.
So last night, the council voted 6-1 to call for this special election. Who was the no vote?
The no vote was Councilmember Jeffries.
And he has a concern that is?
I think his concern was, you know, he tried to do this last year, and it was voted down. And why is this being done now? You know, my concern last year was that it was presented on a Thursday before a Monday vote, and there was absolutely no time to involve the public in the discussion. That's why we're starting this early. I think that another one of his concerns was that we're doing this without actually seeing the mayor's budget, and how could we possibly put this on the ballot without ever knowing what the budget looks like. And my response to that is I don't need to see the budget to know that $20 million is going to be a giant gaping hole and that we're going to need to consider other options for revenue to preserve services. I know that he also had a concern about the amount of the millage. It was very carefully researched. We did a lot of analysis on different mill levels, and this mill level allowed us to make a significant dent in the budget. It certainly won't cover it, but enough to mitigate any severity, you know, severe cuts, and still allow the majority of our property owners, including residential, industrial, and commercial properties, to save money next year on their taxes, even with the mill increase. And that's been an interesting scenario to try to discuss with the public. We actually taped a television show yesterday with some visual aids to help the public understand that with the drop in property values and the way that the assessed property values are going down, they are going to see a savings next year on their taxes, and that the 4 mil buffer, or the 4 mils that we're adding into the millage rate, which is really just it's a rate, means the tax is still going to be less for most of our folks.
All right. So the council voted 6-1. So this moves forward. What's next?
What's next is on March 1st, we're going to have a calculator. It's a little feature that we're going to put on our website and anybody else's website that wants to have them, where folks can actually plug in their address and see how this ballot proposal would affect them. You'll know what your taxes were last year, what they are proposed to be this year, with and without the 4 mils and the difference. On March 28th, the mayor is going to present to the budget. We will have about 6 weeks at that point to deliberate before the May 3rd vote. And then on May 3rd, the public gets to weigh in on how we proceed with the budget. And on May 16th, the Lansing City Council will ratify the budget. So the good thing about this is we're going to know 2 weeks before we vote how the public would like us to deal with this budget, and we will act accordingly.
All right, and before we let you go, Kathy, wanted to get your take on the city and its golf course. I know that some monies had to be diverted. Talk about that.
Yeah, we operate at a deficit in the golf fund. We have pretty much for the last 3 or 4 years, we get a little letter from the state that says you're in arrears in this fund and you need to basically balance. You have to have a deficit elimination plan. So we've used some funds from our park millage to cover the gap. You know, that was always one of the issues from when I got here. There's a debate about whether or not golf is a public service that we should be providing, or whether the golf courses should fund themselves through user fees. And it's set up like an enterprise fund so that it's supposed to fund itself, and it runs at a deficit every year. Now, we've closed two golf courses to help cover that the deficit that is created by the loss in golf. I don't think that there's any intention to try to close Grosbeck. It is the one remaining golf course, but it does operate as at a deficit, and we do have to subsidize it from the general fund.
Kathy, I'll tell you something about that. The fees could be raised out there. I take my kids out there. It's a hidden gem. People don't know about it. That golf course needs to be marketed more, because I'm telling you, it's a great course. It's got a great location, but it's not even considered by folks because they just don't know about it. It's not top of mind. And I tell you what, I'd hate to see it go, but I think more needs to be done with enlightening the community about that.
Good point on that. I don't know if you live inside or outside the city, but maybe there is something that can be done to market it to the folks that live outside the city and let them know. That's a good point.
Well, Kathy, thanks so much for your work and your time. We'll talk with you soon, and Lady Gaga's coming. Be ready.
Okay, thanks.